All morning you've been hearing the news that Vectis Radio have won a Queen's Award for voluntary service. And here is the main man, Ian Mack, to tell us about it some more. So good morning, Ian.
Morning, Dominic. I've got to say, it's a real honour to be on your show. I don't think I've ever been on your show before. Probably not up, or I'm working.
I'm sure you're working, because you get up especially for the breakfast show. It's well worth it, people. So, tell us about this fantastic award.
It's amazing. The news is just fantastic. Obviously, you know, the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service is the equivalent of an individual being awarded an MBE. That's how big it is. I mean, it is just incredible. And it's not just our day today. It's the Isle of Wight's day. Vectis Radio, yes, they were one of four organisations, fantastic organisations that have won. The others being the Isle of Wight Music, Dance and Drama Festival, the Isle of Wight Multiple Sclerosis, which we advertise, and also the Royal Isle of Wight County Show, along with us, Vectis Radio, have all been honoured today, which is absolutely incredible. I couldn't be more proud of Vectis Radio and our team of volunteers, because I must point out, Dominic, that this is for us. It's not for me. It's not for any one person. It's for the whole team of volunteers, and it's awesome.
And it is a small group, isn't it? I mean, you know, you drive it so hard, Kelvin and Maggie putting in an awful lot of work, but there's not too many here, is it? I remember you telling me last year when we received several community radio awards, you told me that compared to some of the stations, our team is quite small.
Well, one radio station had over 300 volunteers upcountry. And just to put this into context on the island, I do know that you know, the Royal Isle of Wight County Show, talking to Graham Biss recently, and he said that they've got 150 volunteers. So we have somewhere in the region of 25 to 30 volunteers, and it fluctuates, because there was one funny story that late last year we had to go through this process of meeting some board of people, and they ask you all these questions, and afterwards you felt like a criminal, because, you know, they said, how many volunteers do you have? And we said 26, and they said, on your form it says 27. Yeah, but one's left. And it was just a process that you ended up thinking, crikey, they're asking a lot of questions. We're having to jump through a lot of hoops. But obviously it's done for a reason, because, you know, this isn't just an everyday average award. This is a massive award. It's huge. You know, being, you know, awarded the equivalent of an MBE among around, you know, 30 odd people is just absolutely huge for us.
So, when it all came about, how did it all come about originally?
Do you know what? I don't really know. Somebody said we should go in for it because of all the work that we do, you know, within the community. You know, our 4Ps is just a phenomenal project. And the fact that we give opportunities to those people that come through the 4Ps that, you know, struggle in life with everyday problems and so on. I can name you a few. I mean, you know, Chip does a fantastic job on the Tea Time show, and Josie's come through the 4P's ranks, as well as Hannah as well. And I just think somebody said, here's a form, fill it in. So we did.
And I mean, even through the 4P's as well, we've got the Short Breaks team who have been putting out material the whole way through this virus.
They're incredible. The young people that are involved with Vectis Radio are absolutely incredible. They really are. I mean, they are part of the team. So this award is very much for them, as it is for the you know, the other 25 or so volunteers that we have here at Vectis Radio at the moment. It is just awesome. And I just got to say, we've got to remember all the people that have worked for Vectis Radio in the past that have all been volunteers. I mean, there's quite a few people that you know, that are possibly no longer with us for a start. There's my old mate Martin Bully Ball, who was there at the beginning, and he was a rock. And if we hadn't got over those first couple of months, if he hadn't have been there, we wouldn't be here now. And then there's people like Tim, who sadly passed away after a massive fight with life. But you know, he was with us for about 3 years as a volunteer. And you know, the volunteers that we've got now, who are absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, the Curries, Maggie and Kelvin, have worked tirelessly for years, and what a stroke of luck that was bumping into Maggie back in 2010, because since then our relationships have gone to bigger and better things, and look at us now. And I say they are one of the main reasons why we are being honoured today, is because of their hard work. They are what I call the engine room of Vectis Radio.
Because there's been a long, hard slog along the way over the last, 10 years plus, and so many milestones. I'm sure you could list many proud achievements. Are there any that come to mind?
Oh, I mean, the awards have been, you know, the icing on the cake over the last couple of years. But when you think back that, you know, we were broadcasting from a derelict building, and I think that's the first time I met you when you came into West Street. I mean, we didn't even have a toilet. I mean, it's incredible when you think about it. And, you know, back then we had a guy called Marco Newlands who retired a couple of years ago, which is, you know, really strange and funny because he retired at the age of 67 and we replaced him with an 80-year-old.
Oh, there you go, trading up.
But that is the nature of the station. That's what we're all about. And then, obviously, we went from broadcasting from West Street, which is a huge building, albeit derelict, to broadcasting in a shed.
Yeah, because along the way, it was whatever kept us on air, wasn't it? It was whatever kept us going.
Well, I know that, you know, I've always sort of said I would do everything I possibly can to keep us on the airwaves. But, you know, without the support of certain people, that would not be possible. You know, then, you know, a few years down the line, it's incredible that we went from broadcasting to a shed. 3 years later, we were broadcasting on FM. I mean, that is just, it's an amazing story. And one you just can't cram into, a 10-minute interview on a breakfast show.
Well, shall we try and cram in a few more stories and hear from one or two of our volunteers, and when we come back, I'll talk to you some more.
Hello, I'm Kitty. I came to Vectis Radio with a leap of faith over 2 years ago. At the time, I was personally struggling with my life, and I needed a bit of direction and belonging. Prior to coming to Vectis Radio, I had absolutely no awareness or experience of radio, broadcasting, or anything except for listening to the radio. I so value the knowledge, skills and experience I've had up to now at Vectis Radio, and everybody has been so helpful. I've made new friends too, so that is such a positive thing.
My name's Kieran Thompson and I host the New Music Show. I wanted to be a radio host since I was 10, when I first heard a song and wanted to tell people about it. And thanks to Ian and the team at Vectis, I've been able to do this for the last 5 years. You have your soul with you. The New Music Show gives me the chance to share with you, the audience, everything I've heard in the last week and have loved. Vectis Radio is run by a small group of volunteers. And whilst I absolutely love that I've been given this opportunity, I know that I am part of something bigger. And in turn, Vectis Radio is part of something much bigger too, the community around us.
Hello, it's Sean O'Brien here from the Tea Time Shows. When I was younger, I was involved in hospital radio, and I could see the benefit that radio had on people. It uplifted them, it boosted them, and certainly in a hospital environment, it made them forget what was going on and the here and now with them. So when I came to be ill health retired from work 2 years ago, during that process, which led me down quite a dark and deep, lonely place, I turned to the radio, and I found a particular radio show that did everything for me. It was uplifting, it was entertaining, and I absolutely loved it. It was via a friend of a friend that I was introduced to Vectis Radio and immediately found them to be a warm and welcoming family. I got involved straight away and wanted desperately to uplift and to help someone else that was in the same position as me. I'm very grateful for Vectis Radio for giving me the opportunity to give back.
So that was Sean O'Brien, who's been working tirelessly over the past 9 or 10 weeks, putting out content for Vectis Radio. And he's just one of the incredible stories of so many volunteers, not just now, but over the past 10 years. What do you think when you hear that?
I've got to be honest with you, it brings a lump to your throat, doesn't it? Because he's totally dedicated. He is what Vectis Radio is all about. He's obviously got his struggles, his life struggles and so on. But there he is. He wants to help. He wants to do. And he's really, really good at it. But when you hear his story, you think, how amazing. But there's so many other amazing stories that there really are. I mean, we all know about Hannah Banana. who, you know, sadly, she fell out of a window when she was three, damaged her brain, and, you know, speech was very wobbly, and so was she on her feet. And she's been with us now for about 4 or 5 years. I think she is just an inspiration. And Sean is an inspiration like many others.
And, of course, we saw Hannah on the recent BBC documentary Inside Out, along with Chip. And who else did we see? Jasper and Ophelia and Finn. How did all that come about? And how did you feel about the final edit?
Oh, the documentary was just incredible. Got to a point where my mum's never ever told me she's proud of me. She actually phoned me up to tell me that she was proud of me, which was a moment, I'll be honest with you. But those kids that were in that, it was a beautiful story, and it just sort of it just told the story of those kids, but also what Vectis Radio is all about. And, you know, people like, you say, Finn, who was there because his mum was worried about him spending too much time gaming and on YouTube, you know, got him in. The story was that, you know, she wanted him to spend a bit more time with friends and family. And he did a bit with Vectis Radio, obviously did the documentary as well. And I'm hearing positive things that he's now grown up so much. His mum's so proud of him, and he spends less time gaming and less time YouTubing and more time with his family and friends. So, you know, it's got a happy ending.
And that's just one of, what, 200 plus stories from the past 7 years that the four-piece course has been running.
It is. And the story was that the first one that came on the four-piece was a young man called Judd, who's now 26. And that's when I have basically had the idea of having the four P's. It's a lovely story, but there are so many of them. It's just an incredible thing to be honoured in this way for the work that we all do as a team.
And now we're all MBEs.
Well, I don't know whether we're all MBEs. We're all equivalents. So, equivalent MBE. I think there's like 25 or 26 badges that maybe we've got to get made.
Oh, I wish you'd told me sooner. I've already bought my crown.
And obviously there is going to be an event later this summer. I believe that we will receive the awards from the Lord Lieutenant, which is Susie Sheldon. And then next year, May 2021, two of our volunteers will represent Vectis Radio at Buckingham Palace, which is, did I really just say that? You know, two volunteers from Vectis Radio will be at Buckingham Palace in May 2021. I mean, that's sort of stuff that dreams are made of.
It's just another very important milestone in our history, but how's it going to get better than this?
Well, see, that's the difficulty. That's this is the biggest accolade that we can ever be awarded. So where do we go from here? Well, I think that the volunteers that we have here, they have incredible talents, and we shall get bigger, better, stronger. We'll come through the current times that we've having to go through. We'll come out the other side. I'm not going to say that we'll go on and win more awards, but we'll go on and we'll impress people and we'll help people. And hopefully, fingers crossed, today's all about inspiring people. I mean, it's lovely to get a pat on the back. It's lovely to get an award. But I think if we can inspire people to do better in their lives, then we'll have a better world that we can all live in.
Well, what a lovely note to end on. Thanks for coming on the show, Ian. This is totally new for me. I'm used to talking to myself, not used to talking to other people. So thanks for making it easy for me.
You're welcome. And thank you, Dom. And don't forget, this award is for you too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm already soaking it up. I've got my crown, got my coloured robes. I might even get a tattoo.